Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening for a Monday, April 28th, 2014. You are listening to Psychics Gone Wild. My name is Gary Wimmer, and we will be here tonight talking, giving readings, talking about psychic phenomena, and other things that come to mind, and we just want to welcome all you folks out. I want to let my two fine co-hosts introduce themselves. First, we've got Miss DC Love. DC, let me get you online. Can you hear us?
I can hear you, Gareth. Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. This is DC. I was born with natural psychic and mediumship abilities, as well as being a channeler, a healer, and an empath. I've communicated with loved ones who have crossed over, as well as being able to communicate with the angels. I've been to heaven a few times, and there was an email, and a woman had asked me, you know, what was heaven like for me? Well, my own personal experience, when I was there, I was able to visit loved ones, and the first time I was just like in one room where it was all white, and my loved one that I went to visit was an aunt, and she embraced me, and I felt such unconditional love, and I just felt such like peace. And the other time that I remember being in heaven, I was there to see another loved one, but I was outside, and when I looked around, I just couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, the colors were so much more vibrant and beautiful. It would be like turning up the volume on the radio as high as it could go, and I was so happy to see my loved one, but yet again, I just couldn't imagine, like, wow, like, what are these colors? They're so vibrant. So that was my two experiences when I was in heaven, and just like everyone else, our journey here is different, and my journey up in heaven was probably different than a lot of people, but I know I was there, and I did have the opportunity to visit my loved ones, and I remember it as vividly as when it happened, so I just wanted to throw that in because a lady had written in, and I hope that answers like a few of the questions. I also have a background in law enforcement, private investigation. I've studied martial arts. I'm now studying Reiki. I'm a mom, a grandmother, a wife, and my mission now is just one of love. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I resonate with. It's what I listen to. My name is DC Love.
And that is lovely, Miss DC Love. We're so glad to have you. And along with Miss DC Love, we have the very beautiful, smart, wise Dawn Mystic Haven. Dawn, tell us about yourself. You with us, Dawn? Oops, excuse me, Dawn. Got to cut you on here. My apologies. Here's the sound room. You with us now, dear?
Yes.
Yeah, the DJ's trying to work the board as fast as possible. Tell us about yourself, Dawn.
Okay. Well, like DC, I am also a natural-born psychic medium. I was born with these gifts. I have to add a note on this one to what, you know, DC's experience. If any of you have read the book Heaven Is For Real, I don't know if many of you know, it is now out in the movie theaters. If you have an opportunity to go see it, go see it. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie, and it's a true to life, you know, about the little boy. So if you guys have an opportunity to go see it, I would highly recommend it. Let's see. I am an ordained minister through the Universal Life Church. also a high priestess of craft, have been for over 30 years, close to 35 years. So if you have any questions regarding, you know, the magical elements, don't hesitate to ask. Basically, information that I give is based on what is shown by spirit, you know, through clairvoyance, clairaudience. Any messages that come through from loved ones, a lot of times they will just show themselves, and I will give a description of what I see. And sometimes it's not just people, it is animals. And so basically anything that is shown. And, you know, I just combine, you know, a lot of this work I have been, you know, my whole life. I am also owner of Natural Mystic Haven and Mystic Haven, which is natural holistic healing and magical elements, candles, aromatherapy, tea blends, you know, you name it, I make it. and I just combine all of this, you know, the knowledge, the experience, things that I have learned over many lifetimes, and I put it all together and have chosen to use all of this with love, like DC, to help other people. So that's a little about me.
That's beautiful. We are we hear the audience right now being very appreciative of you two ladies. Yes, sir. Hey, we are Psychics Gone Wild. Remember, folks, there's nothing wrong with laughter. As long as you keep yourself happy, you're on the right track. So I was going to comment on some things both DC and Mystic Haven said. My name is Gary Wimmer, as I said earlier. I started getting interested in psychic phenomena way back in the 60s. And in the early 70s, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had a near-death experience that resonated like what DC said about heaven. It does exist. There is a supreme infinite consciousness, and I was one of those lucky ones who got a view into it, got to stay with it for a moment, got my Second in Eternity. That's what I named the book. You can check it out on Amazon or Kindle, Second in Eternity. And for those of you calling, I also have a show on Block Talk Radio on Thursday night, same time, 8 o'clock, called The Second in Eternity, where I give readings. So that's a book to check out. It's very interesting about what happens when we leave the body. And it is beautiful out there, folks. It is beautiful. Like a lot of people, I didn't know people could actually visit the infinite mind and come back. But it is possible. So a lot of things we all think are impossible that we find out are indeed possible in life. I started giving readings using lithomancy in 1980 after I met a lady who did a lithomancy reading. And I'll go into a little detail about that when I give the first reading. Basically involves 16 stones. So it's very very interesting visual method of reading. First of all, if we have any problems with Blog Talk Radio, y'all stay with us. Sometimes the radio does cut off, and we may lose lines. I may get cut off. So if we do, you folks stay on. They're trying to protect their system, but like a lot of things in life, things happen. We're going to take callers in the order they called. So if you folks call in, stay online. Don't call back again. We do see all the numbers that are calling in. And we have a couple folks, like 503, who have been called in who haven't pressed the 1. So if you do want a reading, be sure and press 1 so we know. We're going to pass around readings for the first couple callers. We'll give you a little taste of what everybody does here. And we're going to start with Dawn Mystic Haven and then go to DC Love and then myself. And we are starting with area code. Let me get the studio here to cooperate. Area code 786. Let me get you on 786. Can you hear me? 786.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Samantha.
Samantha?
Yes.
Well, great to have you with us, Samantha. We're going to let Dawn Mystic Haven give you some advice, and then DC, and then you'll get the third round with me. Dawn, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you. What is your question, honey?
Well, I guess right now it's not a really specific question. I was just going to ask if you pick up anything that that's going to come into my life, or something that I should be concerned about, or something you think I should consider I mean, whatever you feel or whatever sense you get.
Okay. Oh, let's see. Okay. Are you currently seeking a new job?
Wow, that's really funny. I actually started the job today.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. Okay, yeah, because you're showing. Yeah, okay. Well, it's a good job.
Well, I'm working in a school with children. It's part-time, but hopefully I'm hoping that later on it could be something full-time because part-time really isn't a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, because they are showing more of a permanent type of thing. You're going to like this job. Yeah, because Spirit is showing peace around this one. Okay. And saying it's a good choice. Good thing you have a lot of patience. Are these younger children that you're working with?
Well, it's middle school children, so I guess from grades, kindergarten to eighth. And
yeah.
I guess I'll be working with a mixture.
Yes, it requires a tremendous amount of patience. Unfortunately, you have that. That's a good thing. Let me see. So that's okay. You'll see a lot more towards fall, obviously, with the new school year. They're showing that one. That's good. They're also showing some type of training, additional training with this during the summer months. Okay, you know what I mean? Like additional things that will help you.
Okay.
Okay, so when they offer this to you, you know, definitely say, oh, yeah, you know, because you know that that's going to help you. Let me see what else here. They're showing a possible move. I don't know why. Because I don't know that you're actually considering that right now. Are you thinking about that?
I am. I'm actually considering about, well, my friend has this room she's renting. And I believe in September she'll be going to France, so I was considering moving in, but I would definitely have to get the money issue situated because I would like to get a car before I move out, so it would be simpler for me to get around.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because they're showing possible move on this one. That will be your choice, okay? But I think this kind of ties in with that additional training that I just said, because it'll have something to do as far as better pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the end of August, you'll have a better idea of what it is you're going to want to do, and it'll be your choice, you know, what you want to do. Okay, because right now they're just showing possible. Okay. But I didn't feel that it was like something that you were seriously considering. It was just kind of, you know what I mean? It wasn't like this is what I need to do right away type of thing. But right now it looks like possible. Oh, let me see. What else? Let me see. There's a woman coming through on this one. And she wants you to know that all, I'm trying to hear, she's high-pitched. All is what? Basically, it's along the line of all is, it sounds like she's saying all is as it should be, something to that effect. They tend to speak in a real high-pitched, fast manner, and they're hard to understand sometimes. But it's a good energy with her. It's a positive message. She's not giving a name on this one, but she just keeps saying, you know, so basically you're on the right track. I wouldn't worry about it. Too much, really.
Okay.
Financially, if the only thing being shown on this one is, yes, you would need to be fairly tight with your finances. You'll know better where you're going to be at by the end of the summer. So if you just, you know, keep a tight hold on them now, then you'll be able to move forward. You'll know what you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was showing on those.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
DC, do you want to add to that?
Yes. Hi, hon. This is DC. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Dawn was giving you a reading. Someone came in from the other side. I don't know who she is. And she's telling you to please, like, spread your wings and fly. And she's saying we're so proud of you. And she's saying don't hold back. You're capable of so much. And reach your full potential. And know that your loved ones are with you. And they're so happy of everything that you've been achieving. And they want you to go for your goals. And they're excited by your success, is what I'm hearing. And then the angels handed me a piece of blue lace agate, and it's a stone. And what it's saying is, are you feeling like you may be possibly missing like a few opportunities? And the angels are saying, do you wish to recognize opportunities when they knock on your door? They're telling you, okay, they're saying, please have faith, hon, that divine timing is at play in your life right now. And please believe that you're always in the right place at the right time with the right people. Now, that's like the next thing that I heard. Let's see. And then they showed me, it looks like somebody gardening, but it looks like there's like little fairies or something out in the field there. And it's just a reminder that your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs create the reality that you are going to experience. Is what they're saying, and they want you to be aware in the limitless possibilities, because you are going to see miracles unfolding. And they're saying that, you know, stay positive. Please stay positive, and please expect, you know, like a wonderful, wonderful return. They're saying your garden is going to be abundant with beauty, so that means that you're going to have, like, a lot of success is what I'm hearing. So I hope that resonates with you, hon.
I mean, I'm really hoping that it does, because I was really trying to figure out money situation for school and for a car, because I really want to go back to school in January to pursue law, and I'm hoping that I'm successful in that.
Well, they're telling me now that, like, they're saying that we've all had, like, that experience where we had, like, that, you know, that inner knowing, that gut feeling that's within us, and they're saying, like, please listen to that. And when you hear, and you know, when you hear that, act upon like the messages that you're going to get, because this is going to guide you to what you're destined to have. And the angels are saying, please, hon, like now is the time to open up to everything like that is in the universe as well as beyond it, is what I'm hearing. And I'm also hearing that you may be like at this time sensitive like to some chemicals or processed foods or something. So they're saying to, like, watch. Please, like, be careful. They feel that you're highly sensitive. And at times you may even, like, feel like you get, like, numb or confused a little bit. And this is, like, the way that you deal with, like an overwhelming, like, physical sensation. So they're saying, like, just, like, really be careful, like, of any additives because they're affecting you, like, in a really negative way. And the angels are going to come in, hon, and they're going to help you with that. And they're also saying to watch like your sacral chakra. That's the second energy center in the body, and it's between the tailbone and the belly button. And just try to visualize it and see like the bright and beautiful shade of orange, and this is going to help you stay balanced. And that's basically like what they told me, so I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you. I've had that feeling, and I've actually been trying to change my diet to eliminate dairy and a lot of processed foods because I wasn't feeling very well.
Okay. Well, that's what they're saying, and that's awesome that you're already feeling that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And Samantha, you are one of the first callers, so you get a little taste of what everybody does. And by the way, to all you folks, you can always check out what I do, what DC Love does, and Dawn Mystic Haven on Psychics Gone Wild. Check that out. Samantha, what I'm going to do is give you a general reading for the next couple months. And for the folks listening, this method of lithomancy, I use 16 stones. 10 of them are planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 of them are personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And having said that, Samantha, I'm charging them up. And all you have to do in just a moment is say drop, and I'll read them like a clock, the pattern it forms, and tell you over the next 3 months, each week representing approximately a month. Okay, my dear?
Okay.
So all you have to do, Samantha, is say drop. Whenever it feels good, just say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you are starting a lucky cycle with a lot of things in your life. Commitments, responsibilities, new plans, that sort of thing. And in the first week, you're looking back at a lot of emotions and a lot of things about relationships and processing and getting clear. So you have the ability, the insight, the balance, and the harmony to not only go forward, but to start really planning some important things in your life as far as really what you want long term and so forth. So even if you haven't got this structure of long-term hopes and dreams in your life yet, it is coming. And in the next couple of weeks, as you sort of put all your fears aside, things about the past and so forth, as you put that aside, you're going to feel more and more inclined toward this fresh spiritual path you're taking and what you've learned in the past and how to put it into play. And that helps you. You'll notice it first around your place, your environment here in the next couple of weeks. And by the fourth and fifth week, you're going to notice a lot how your whole sense of organization and planning and structure has taken new hold, because you're getting in balance, because you're letting your emotions work with you in a very harmonious and creative way in the first couple of weeks. And so by the fourth and fifth week here, when everything gets, you make these new arrangements about plans, about structure, new priorities, new decisions, and so forth, you're going to notice by the sixth and seventh week, your life's going to take off quite a lot. Good expansion on all areas. And that helps you a lot in terms of men and relationships and love and having a fresh sense of communication and being able to take things to the next step for yourself. A lot of completion, a lot of follow-through, a lot of determination. And from the 9th to the 12th week here, the end of this three-month period in general, you've got a lot of very powerful stones. So you're going to find that you've broken out of sort of like taking things easy, lackadaisical. You've got this charge of energy, and it stays with you, because from the 9th to the 12th week, you've almost got a whole new plan, feeling about yourself, your luck, your possibilities, and so forth. So in this first week, with the plans, with the commitment stone, the luck stone, and the moon stone all being the top stones, it's saying believe in yourself, take a chance, have this feeling of luck. Because when you have the feeling of luck, you recognize what it's bringing and you realize how you've brought it into play. It's much less an accident than we think. And does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
Okay, Samantha. Well, we're so glad to have you call in, my dear. You got a 3-for-1, and the next couple folks will get a 3-for-1, and then we'll probably rotate reading. So glad to have you with us, Samantha. Remember, all you folks, you can listen back on the archives, you know, or you can download them to your computer. We're going to do the same rotation again, and we are going to area code 503, who's been here for a while. 503, are you there? Area code 503? Can you hear us? 503. Well, we'll come back to 503. We're going next to area code 404, and then we'll be going to area code 315 and 512. So 404 connecting with you here. Can you hear us, 404?
Yes, I can.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Michelle, I'll tell you what. We're going to let you get mystically inspired by Dawn Mystic Haven and then in love with Miss DC Love, and then I'll further take you on a spin with some stones. Okay, my dear?
All righty, sounds good.
All right. Dawn, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you. What can I do for you?
I'm calling to see what you see for me in terms of love and relationships. I had a relationship that ended the end of last year with my ex-girlfriend, and it's been a lot of back and forth since then. And I'm wondering if she, you know, wants to get back with me, or if this is a thing of kind of, you know, getting me back, or kind of what her deal is.
Okay, well, Let me see on this one. Let me see. Spirit is saying on this one, you need to move forward. You need to
okay.
move forward. Let go of what no longer works. Okay? You need to move forward. Okay? Sometimes things can be worked out. I don't feel that it will in this case. This is going to continue to be a back and forth type of thing. You don't need that. You don't need that stress. Okay? I mean, the choice is yours, obviously. But on this one, no, Spirit is saying move forward. Okay? Like I said, the choice is yours. Let me see if the, now there's other people around you. You do have other people. There's a couple of them in particular that are rather interested that just haven't been vocal about it. If you give them the opportunity, you will see this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's kind of like you've been, you know, focused just on the one thing. If you take your focus off of that, look at who else is around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, you know, when you're so emotionally invested in one thing. Are you seeing that it's something that I need to move on from just because it's been a lot of back and forth, or is she, you know, just not interested in reconnecting?
It's kind of like I do, but I don't type of thing. And it's kind of, that's not always a healthy thing. It's almost like you have to say, you know, look, it's either got to be this way, black or white, one of the two. No gray. Because, you know, it's hard for anybody, even as a couple. It's very hard to move forward when you have that gray area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like I said, I mean, it is a choice, but you have to look, kind of take a step back, remove, you know what I mean? Like, see it as you are viewing it. And
right.
Then, you know, and then just kind of look at things. But at the same time, if you take your focus off of that, look at who else is around you. Okay, look at who else is there. Because there's people, like I said, there are people there that maybe you haven't noticed, but they've noticed you. Okay? But like I said, I mean, it is your choice, and Spirit says, move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's, and the feeling that I do get on that is that you would probably be happier doing that. Because, you know, when there's that, I don't know type of thing, that creates stress. Unnecessary stress, self-induced stress. So you can choose, you know, to continue to do that, or you can choose not to.
Right.
So it is up to you. But that's what Spirit said on that one, move forward. I mean, she's not a bad person, you know, but it's just kind of hard to have something healthy. You know what I mean? You can choose to work it out, or you can choose to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what was shown on that one. I hope that helps you.
Okay.
DC, you want to add to that?
Hi, hon. This is DC. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, DC.
Good, hon. You know what? I'm hearing from the angels, they're saying that they want you to honestly, like, discuss what you're feeling. They feel like you may be harboring emotions that, like, mask what you're feeling, like, of love, is what I'm hearing. And they're saying, you know, there is still time to heal the situation, but it's going to require, like, some effort from you. And they're saying that, you know, you might have to start, like, a very uncomfortable discussion, and you might even upset, like, that person.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, this is a necessary action that has to be taken, and it's going to help, like, ensure, you know, that the relationship, like, could be healthy, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, like, you know, you have to, like, remember, you can't control, like, the other person's reactions. And
you're
honest about how you're feeling, and know that, you know, what you will and you won't accept in a relationship, you have to bring that and put it on the table, in other words. You have to share what you're feeling. And when you start doing that, you have a much better chance even to, like, show that person, you know, about your needs, and it helps you, like, not to suffer like you are, like, silently presently. You're suffering like a little bit in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels want you to let your friends help you too, hon. You know, you're asking, you know, for guidance and everything, and the angels feel that your friends could be like a great support to you at this time, and that's what they're telling me. And in regard to the relationship, I'm hearing from the angels that this has been a past life relationship, that you did know that person before, and you do have some unfinished business, you know, in conjunction with a soulmate from a past life. So this may just even, like, you know, involve forgiveness. And, you know, there's some personal lessons to be learned, maybe like even as such as patience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm hearing. And then a cat, like a little cat, had just come in, and he's just saying there's nothing to worry about, you know. Something new or even maybe like different is in the air, and you sort of like sense it. And he's saying just relax and stay alert, and once you identify what's happening, then you're going to be able to react. And that's, you know, that's what I see, like, from the cat coming in.
Mm-hmm.
See a woman, and she looks like she's, like, losing her personal freedom. And she's possibly, like, struck. She's, like, stuck, like, in a major drama. She's not moving, like, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And this means that, like, it's showing you, basically, that you're just, like, you're stuck, you're blocked. You're sort of, like, tied up, is what they're showing me. And you just feel like, you know, whatever this is, like, whatever the feeling it is, it's just, like, holding you back.
Right, yeah.
I'm hearing, like, please look at your life and see, you know, how you may be the one holding yourself back, you know? And
mm-hmm.
It has to do some kind of, like, emotions or maybe, like, even, like, something negative that you're not dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, if this is so, hun, just, like, cut the vines and make, like, some serious changes. And then you won't be stuck, like, anymore is what I'm hearing. And the angels are showing me, like, a beautiful, beautiful waterfall. And a waterfall is, like, so brilliant and sparkly. And they're saying that, like, imagine that you could see yourself, like, standing in the waterfall. And when you do, you start to transform, and you start to wipe your slate clean is what they're saying. And you have, like, a fresh new start. And this waterfall is going to help you. It's going to help, like, heal any kind of thing that's going on, whether it be health-related or just fear or anxiety. Even if
uh-huh.
you feel like you're depressed and everything, just try to visualize this beautiful waterfall. And it's going to recharge you, hun, and it's going to bring back your sparkle is what they're telling me.
Uh-huh.
And then they're showing me, like, a mountain goat. And with the mountain goat, they're saying, like, there's something that's not in balance with you in your life. So you have to look within and see, like, whatever it is to bring back that balance. They're saying you don't have to be, like, you know, like, really alarmed or anything, but there is something, like, sort of, like, out of balance is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have, like, you know, complete balance in your life at all times. You know, even we have, like, you know, things that go on seasonally. And they're just saying, like, just notice how you're feeling when something is balanced. And try to take the necessary steps so that you feel like, you know, your equilibrium is, you know, in balance, what they're telling me. I don't know. I hope that helped you, hon, and I'm going to turn you over to Gary now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Michelle. Thank you, Dawn, and thank you, DC. And Michelle is one of the early callers. You're going to get all three of us. And just so you folks know, 315-512- stay on. We'll get to you in just a minute. And we don't have a whole lot of callers, so you folks might also get a three round here. Michelle, what I'd like to do is give you a 3-month reading over the next couple months. And
okay.
Not sure if you heard the other caller, but all you really have to do is say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop these 16 stones and tell you what I see for the next couple months. Okay, my dear?
Okay, sounds good.
So whenever you feel like saying drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you are going through a very good healing time, refreshing time. Part of you is looking back, and you know the things that made you feel good. That's the things you want to carry into the future. You're already aware of that. So
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of changes coming in the way you want to, like, start things, have fresh things happening for you. And that seems like it's good in a lot of areas, as well as helping you have another approach to this relationship, and I think relationships in general. So part of you is breaking out of kind of a mold, a pattern, a holding, where you feel like you've got all this energy and it's just being restrained in some way, like being a weightlifter with a straitjacket. You know, it doesn't work. So part of this optimism in the first week or two, part of you breaking out of these cycles, having a lot of fresh energy, determination about your own balance and your own relationship with yourself and all that, as you go through that in the first week or two, it's going to help you not only create a fresh start from yourself, but also create one that's got all the little details about how you want things to work. It's like a whole new fresh system you're inventing for yourself. And it feels like by the second and third week here, because of both decisions about this new system and your commitment to these new goals you want with yourself, because like I said, at the first you want to return to this exuberance you felt in the past, and indeed you're going to return to that, but probably in a better mode than before. Because by the second and the third week here, as you get such a handle on yourself, which is the core of all relationships, the relationship to yourself, you recognize how much strength you're getting. And how much you're starting to see, wow, I thought the walls were closing in on me. Maybe they're really expanding. Maybe they're really opening up. So I think you're seeing more like flexibility in yourself. You're seeing more reach farther, be broader, have more confidence, stretch out your parameters, break out of the box that you feel like you've either painted yourself in or life has painted you in. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, you're actually making that breakout. It's becoming very concrete. You realize both in the way you think, the way you act, the way you deal with responsibilities, the way you deal with work. And even work and so forth is how you do that is sort of how you approach your next level of mastery. It's with a lot of fresh convictions, and not even if there's arguments or hassles that have to be worked out there, you're coming in with a whole new fresh sense of vigor and so forth. And that reaffirms this a sort of new foundation for yourself as far as luck and opportunity expansion. Because by the sixth and seventh and eighth week, not only do you realize how much you've grown, but it's really putting you on a path emotionally that you probably haven't been on a while, as far as feeling lucky, as far as feeling happy, content. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to clearly realize how you have not only changed, but charged yourself up, allowed yourself to change, benefited from both of those, broken through a lot of parameters, and seeing yourself and love and emotions in quite a different way, such that by the end of this three-month period, the life you're sort of planning for yourself now is indeed coming into play. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Well, God bless you, Michelle. Thanks for calling in tonight, my dear.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You too.
Thank you, Michelle. Call us again.
And remember, Michelle, and all you callers, you can call back and you can call back and you can certainly go download the archives so you can hear the session you've just had. Now, we're going to move to 315 and then 512, so you folks stay with us. This is 315 first. Can you hear me, 315?
Yes, I can, Gary. It's Annette. How are you tonight?
Annette, how are you, girl? We're doing pretty good. Consider
pretty
all the
good
possibilities.
Yeah, there you go.
Everything's contingent on something.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, we're going to give you the three-way lunch special. How's that, Annette?
Okay. I don't know how you can do this, but basically the other day one of you, I think it was John, came up with my grandfather and my grandmother's name before my call. And
yes, and Diana.
Yeah. And this morning, my youngest daughter asked me to take her to the cemetery to see where her great-grandparents were buried. Of course, I didn't even know them. You know, they passed before I was born. And I was just wondering if you could give me any messages from anybody's graves that we went to visit today.
Dawn, you have it.
Right. Well, whether they went to or not. Well, it's your daughter. Because she's a young energy. She's like
she's 30, but she acts young for her age. She's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, very young energy with her. Well, those two, the first two are through. They're saying not to worry.
Okay.
Not saying why, but they're saying not to worry, not to worry, not to worry. So they keep saying that, not to worry. Let me see. Yep, and there's more. There's others. I'm trying to see if they're going to say anything on this. They're not really saying much. I mean, they're showing themselves, and there are other people there that
mm-hmm.
I can see. Usually when they show, even if they don't have anything to say, they're, like, letting you know that they're recognizing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're always with you guys. They're always mm-hmm. with you. You know? Sometimes you can feel them, sometimes you can't.
Mm-hmm.
The questions... They're saying the questions she wants to know, the answers will be given. That's what Joseph is saying. The answers will be given, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's saying not to worry again. He's saying that again. Yeah. So I guess, you know, she's seeking answers. She has some questions.
Mm-hmm. My youngest daughter named her business after my great-grandparents, and that was, you know, that's what she wanted, to go see their grave site. Because my grandfather was left on a bridge when he was born, and nuns named him Lepanto because it means the bridge in Italian. So she named her business Amaya Bridges, and, you know, for whatever reason, he's always had this connection to them, even though, you know, even I didn't meet them, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's not unusual. That's not at all unusual. A lot of times people will come through that we personally have not known,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this life, but we did know them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a soul, you know, because we are all connected. We are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see. I mean, there's a lot of pride there. They know what she's doing. They know. And they're proud.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to worry about that. He just keeps reinforcing. He keeps reinforcing that. Excuse me. Yeah, they're not saying a whole lot, but they are smiling. You know, they recognize that you guys are aware.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome. Yeah, really easy to pick up on, because I know last week I was like, boom. I didn't even know who you were.
Uh-huh, I know.
Yeah, just tell her, you know, that they do recognize, okay, because like I said, they are with us. Even the ones that we've never met, they're still with us. They will guide
mm-hmm.
and they will protect. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so tell her at any time the questions, because this is what he's emphasizing, the questions that she has, they will be answered. All she has to do is just ask.
Okay.
She can ask them, speak to them if she focuses, okay, and opens her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She can ask the questions and they will answer her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's saying through thought, which
okay.
means, okay, if she asks the question, he will answer her, and she'll kind of be like, oh, is that my thought? But it's not. It will be from him. So all she has to do is recognize it.
Oh, that's neat. Okay, honey.
Okay, so
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what he's conveying. So, yeah. Okay. So that's what I got with him. There's a whole bunch of them. My goodness. And they're all smiles,
They both came from really big families. One was from 14 and one was from 15.
Well, that would explain, because there's a whole bunch of them there. So.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so try not to worry, not to be afraid to ask.
Okay, hon, thank you.
You're welcome.
DC, why don't you add to that? I felt a big family, too, and then I felt a lot of people. So good families are big. Good.
Oh,
but it's a lot of love, tremendous amount of love.
A lot of love, too. But I'm hearing, don't rush into making some kind of a decision right now, Annette.
Okay.
And please take your time and, like, just make sure you have all the facts. And
mm-hmm.
just make sure, you know, you're really up to doing this. And you don't have to do this alone. There's always people around you that are going to help.
Okay.
And you have, like, you know, the loving support of your family as well on the other side. But they're saying, like, don't rush. There's, like, plenty of time. So, I mean, I don't know what that means. And they're just saying, you know, try to get out into nature, and that's where your family's going to connect with you. Just find, like, a place that you like being, like, outside, whether it's, you know, by a tree or, you know, whatever you like. And you're, you know, you're going to feel, you guys are going to feel, like, more energized. And you're going to relax, and you're going to feel like you're going to feel that they're with you, wherever that special place is that you have outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have, like, where you're going to hear, get, the like, a lot of those thoughts, like, in your mind as well. That's when they're going to be able to communicate with you. And I'm hearing from someone that you're learning to set boundaries and say no.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, it is okay to say no, you know, and it's the only way that you can really, you know, live your life and be true to yourself. You know, it's good to say no sometimes.
Right.
And just don't spread yourself, like, too thin, is what I'm hearing. That you have to take back, like, your personal power, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know, it takes a lot of courage, it takes a lot of confidence to say no. So don't worry if you upset somebody. But you really have to be firm, and you do have to worry about you, and you have to set boundaries. And if you start doing this, they're saying you're going to give yourself a little bit more freedom, and you're going to be able to focus on you and what your soul is seeking. And just, like, take your time now to focus is what I'm hearing. It's very, very important, because if you don't, you're not going to have the energy that's needed to do all the things, you know, for all the people that you're doing for.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in charge of your feelings. And you're in charge of your life, is what I'm hearing. So please take care of your net.
Okay, honey. I appreciate that.
I'm hearing everything's going to be, like, all right. And, you know, like, the people on the other side and stuff, they support you and they love you and everything is what they're saying. But they're saying, you know, like, you have to do stuff for your highest good.
Mm-hmm.
And please, you know, just be the, you know, the powerful person. You're very powerful. And please be the powerful person you are. And set, like, very good boundaries. And then you're going to find you're going to have a lot of time for you and to do the things that you love the most, is what they're saying.
Mhm.
I hope that helped you.
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Annette, you're going to get a 3-for-1 special. You still with us, girl?
I sure am. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, you too. And just want to let you know, 512 and 815 will be right with y'all. Good to y'all stick around. We'll get to both you folks. Annette, what I'm going to do is tell you what I feel in general with your concerns in mind. All you have to do is say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop these 16 stones and tell you what I see, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, interesting enough, you have a lot of fresh changes coming into your life, and it's sort of almost the result of you feeling sort of maybe like trapped in the past and how you want to really have a whole new vision for yourself. So, in this first couple of days and week, take this change that you feel going on with yourself, whether it's the spirituality, the relationships for the departed ones, your fresh goals, all these sorts of things. And in the first couple days and week, you're going to start lining up for yourself almost like a personality that's making a lot of breakthroughs. So you have a lighter sense of humor, a more sense of spontaneity, and more almost like comfort with those who've gone. I feel like your psychic, excuse me, and intuitive ability is increasing a lot. And I felt that while both you were talking to both Dawn and DC. Dawn mentioned don't worry, and that's really the truth. The people on the other side, they're happy souls. You know, they're not in time and space dealing with, you know, paradoxes like we are on this planet. But they don't have bodies. You know, it's a psychic, it's spiritual, it's part of mind and spirit. So part of your whole desire to connect with them is your desire to connect with that part of yourself. That can work with the spiritual side. And I think that's very good for you because you're trying to make these breakthroughs spiritually, and that's part of it is realizing that these souls, even though they don't give you a phone call, They can connect mm-hmm. with you via signs, via feelings, and so forth. And that's where a lot of your intuition here is helping. And a lot of these fresh changes you feel in your life are inspiring you to move in that direction. So you have, it's almost like you could be a healer yourself as long as you allow yourself to learn the healing you're going through. And with joy, not with seriousness, mm-hmm. but with joy. Because by the second and third week here, it feels like a lot of your, I don't want to use the word preoccupation, but you've been thinking about the past a lot, turns into being able to go, okay, that's the past and it's cool and dandy, but by God, I have a future ahead of me. And this mm-hmm. is the real empowering thing you're moving into by the second and third and fourth week, because not only does it help you with job and career and emotions, it helps you by the third and fourth week as far as really feeling fresh plans for yourself in the long term and realizing how lucky you are. And it's giving you another feeling about men, about direction, and about purposefulness. And so by the sixth and seventh week here, you're going to realize how lucky you've become because of or in spite of the things that right now seem difficult because mm-hmm. you're processing through these. You're learning what they have to offer. You're getting more information about yourself and your intuitiveness. And as DC said, you're getting your freedom. You know, that's very important, liberating yourself. Because from the 9th to the 12th week here, it feels like things about love have turned on in you in a way that they haven't in a long time. You feel immediately, you feel a lot more refreshed. It's almost like you feel younger. You feel like you're looking forward to the life around you here and now. And it doesn't mean you don't connect with those who've departed. It means you feel them around you, and you know that they're boosting you and patting you on the back and charging you up and giving you inspiration all the time. And that's what you're learning just in these next couple of days and week about how to start seeing that about the departed folks, because that helps you know how to deal with the world in front of you in a more inspiring mm-hmm. way. Does that make mm-hmm. sense to you, Annette?
Yeah, they were very motivated people in my family. Mm-hmm.
It feels that way, and it feels like you've just got a lot of good things coming just in this first week or two because you're letting go of a lot of your fears and your doubts. You're seeing them, and that's the first step toward letting go of them is knowing what they are. And mm-hmm. as like I said, Dawn said don't worry. DC said you're seeking your freedom, and I agree with both those. Mm-hmm. So let yourself stretch out. A lot of changes in your life. Go with them. When the wind blows, lift your sails. Go ahead.
Okay, this is DC again, Annette. While Gary was talking, the angel of balance came in, and mm-hmm. he's just saying that your intuition is going to lead you in the right direction, hon, mm-hmm. and it's going to guide you, and you're going to be very peaceful, and you're going to be very centered is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So she's just saying, you know, things may have been out of balance, and they may have been out of sync in the past, but it has nothing to do with the new life that's coming to you.
Okay.
So just, you know, please have, like, hope and faith and everything because I see, like, a beautiful life ahead of you, hon.
I do,
well,
too.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, everybody.
God bless
you, Annette. So glad you called in, my dear. Let
okay,
folks
honey.
Know
Thank
about
you.
The show. And more than anything, you folks, please forgive me for my southern accent. I live in Texas.
Oh,
what can I say? You know? All right, we're moving on as promised to area code 512. 512, God bless you. You've been here for a while. Let me get you on the air, 512. Are you there?
Hi, I am.
512? Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Yvonne. I'm calling from Austin.
Hey,
Texas.
Yvonne, you're in a good city. That's where I'm from.
I love it.
We're going to give you the trip around, Yvonne, because you've been on here for quite a while. So you get to go to Dawn, and then DC Love's going to add some spice, and then I'll come along and add something to that. How's that, my dear?
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Okay, meet Dawn, who also goes by Mystic Haven, or Mystic Haven, who also goes by Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
What can I help you with?
I don't really have a question. I would just wanted to see what you could see around me.
Let me see on this one here. Is there a concern that you have regarding a relationship around you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a question mark on that one. Trying to see why that is here. Is there a trust issue surrounding this one? It's like a big question.
No, not really. There was one. I mean, we get along great. She had a little ex baggage, I guess.
Yeah.
And she's trying to take care of that. They remained friends, you know, for a while,
right.
And they were helping each other. And since we started seeing each other, I guess the other one kind of got hurt and promised her something. You know, she just wanted to keep some stuff, store some stuff there at her house, and she just changed her mind on it. And was like, oh, she's a little upset because things are getting more serious between us.
Right.
And at first, like, I guess, you know, I would tell her, hey, you're already in a relationship. I don't know if I want to, you know, do this. Oh, no,
yeah.
I'm not in a relationship, so. And I believe her.
Well, yeah, it's kind of one of those things. I think she's having a hard time letting go of that. It's,
mm-hmm.
For some reason, she's having a hard time. There's that, it's like she hasn't been able to put, closure. So it's hard for her to move on because
mm-hmm.
of that. I mean,
you're talking about the ex, because she keeps telling me
yeah.
she doesn't have any feelings for her.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
you can see. Well, see, it's a funny thing with exes. You know what I mean? Even though somebody is an ex, I mean, they will always remain a part of you. Even if it's just, you know, it may be a past thing, but they always remain with you at some level.
Right.
Whether
right.
physically or mentally, they're with always, when you connect with other people, they become a part of your soul.
Right.
Okay. Even if you have no more contact with them, they're still a part of you. But I feel with this one, though, because there is still communication between the two of them, and because of this recent event, that's what a lot of this is that, I mean, as far as, you know, the two of you go, yes, I mean, she is, you know, pretty much committed, but it's just really hard for her to cut that other, not a cord, but, you know what I mean, it's hard for her. She's having a hard time with that.
Yeah, she's got a really big heart, and she you know, she's, tells me she cares for her, but she doesn't want to be with her or anything like that. And she,
right.
You know, she also, she doesn't have any friends. And I said, well, if you're always there to, you know, take up her time, she won't need to find any friends. You just
right.
need to let her, you know, let her go so she can,
so that
you know,
she
go
can
on
know.
With her life. Yeah.
Right, right. So basically, the decision between those two needs to be made. Okay, we need to part ways now.
Yeah, and they are moving further apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I think things will, you know, change a little more there, too.
I'm being shown by midsummer. Because for some reason, it's kind of hard for both of them. You know what I mean? To just kind of cut that tie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they've been in each other's life. Yeah, they've been in each other's life for, I don't know, 13 years or so. So
yeah, quite a long time. Quite a
yeah,
long
I don't expect it to be, like, overnight, so.
Right.
Oh,
but
fine.
It will be done. It will be done. But as far as, you know, the two of you, you will see her moving back closer to you. So don't worry about that. That is coming. It is coming. She just needs, you know, basically in a situation like that, and what Spirit is saying on this one is kind of almost like kind of a bide your time patience, you know what I mean, but compassion,
yeah.
you know, and understanding, you know, a long-term commitment especially is, can be very, very hard, very difficult. But once
yeah.
it's done, it will be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It won't really, I mean, she may, you know, they may hear from each other every once in a while, maybe around holiday season, you know, or a birthday or something like that, but it'll be strictly limited to that. This other person, she is going to meet somebody else closer towards
okay.
the end of the year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they will be able to move, you know, it will happen. but it will require, you know, patience and understanding on your part too, and just
I understand.
You need to be supportive because you have been very supportive.
Yeah,
you have been quite supportive. Yeah. So
let me ask you this, Dawn. Then, since you got on that subject, she lives in Dallas, and we see each other and we talk to each other every day. We text each other every day. Do you see her moving to Austin?
Yes. Not for a while, but yes.
Oh, yeah. We don't want it to happen right away.
Yeah.
I don't want it to happen right away.
No. Around, because they're showing holiday time here, okay, but I'm seeing a lot of, like, the fall colors, so I'm thinking on this, I'm probably closer to around Thanksgiving. There's going to be some serious discussion about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see an actual move, however, until early part, like around this time next year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a little while, but that's okay. That's okay. You guys are going to be okay with that. But once it's done, you know, it'll work. It'll work because it'll be a fresh start for her, for you, you know. But, let the universe do what it needs to do to pave the way for everybody, to open the doors for everybody, and to help with that closure. Okay?
Right.
And, but just continue to be patient and understanding and compassionate. I don't feel that there's anything relationship-wise between them. I'm not seeing that at all.
Oh, yeah, there's not.
No, I mean, there is
I believe there's not. Yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't even worry about that. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Dawn.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
No problem. DC?
We appreciate you calling in. We've got a lot of callers here in the last few minutes, so if it's okay with you, DC, we're going to move to another caller. Go ahead.
Hun, I see one of the angels is showing me, like, problems that are being resolved. And I'm hearing that an issue that's been bothering you is being healed behind the scenes. And there's, like, a really joyful surprise coming your way, is what I'm hearing. And I'm
on the healing end? Are you talking about healing?
A problem that you've, been having, there's going to be, it's going to be resolved, and it's going to have a joyous solution, is what the angels are telling me.
Oh, yeah?
And they're saying, the only thing is they want you to calm your mind a little bit, that you're restless and you're feeling stressed and you have, like, a little bit more anxiety going on than usual. Is that so? Because they're telling me, like, your mind is going, like, 100 miles an hour, and they want you to let go of your worries, hun, and your fears, is what they're telling me. So they want you to try to, like, relax and calm yourself.
Okay.
And it will help you to get, like, back into the balanced state that you need to be in so you'll feel your peace again, and you'll have your peace of mind.
Okay.
They just want you to either, like the angels are saying, either take a walk, a hot bath, make yourself your favorite tea, whatever it is that gets you out of that worry cycle, because, your mind is, like, just going too fast. And the divine is here to give you help, and all you have to do is ask. Just, take a little time out, ask for their help. You could pray, and you just release everything to, like, the higher power.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything is going to start to shift for you, and you're going to get out of this mindset. So the angels are saying, let it go for now and hand it over to God, and you are going to start to feel like yourself as soon as you start letting go, is what they're telling me.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay,
awesome.
Okay, hon, they showed me a camel, and when I see the camel, it means that you have, like, what's needed to get through the challenges that you're going through right now is what this camel is telling me. And the angels are saying, like, identify what you want and then go, like, slowly but go steadily toward, like, your goal is. And as you're starting to move, like, get rid of the fears and the hesitations and the doubts and just, like, toss them away, like, to the wind and the sun and everything and start, easing your mind as well as your heart. And start knowing that all is well, and everything, and you, yourself, everything's protected at this time, but please call upon, like, the angels, and they're going to help you. And they're saying, hon, you have what it takes, that you're going to get through this situation presently.
Okay.
And the angels handed me a beautiful piece of blue angel light, and they're just saying, like, quiet your mind, and please accept the communication from the angels and the spirit guides. And they're saying, like, the true communication that does involve listening, speaking, and observing. And if you start, like, doing this, you're going to notice messages all around you, is what they're telling me, that you're going to see, like, messages. And what they're telling me as well is you have spiritual gifts, hon, and you have natural abilities to, you know, to achieve your desires and your outcome, is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get in charge of your own power, is what I'm hearing. Because you do have beautiful spiritual gifts, and you have to start manifesting them. And the angels, they're going to start helping you to replace any kind of, like, old negative habits. And they're going to give you, like, healthier ones to replace them. And just try to start, like, visualizing what you want, what your outcome is, and it's going to be there for you. And that's what they have to say, hon.
Wow, that's great.
They're saying stand firm and, you know, say, you know, I'm noble, I'm brave, I'm strong, and that's what the angels are telling you. And they just want you to, like, really know that, you know, and feel it, you know, that you are, you know, that you are truth, you are grace, you're compassion. And remember that, like, you know, your life is important, and just, like, let go of all the stuff that's not, is what they're showing me.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's going to be fine, hon.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless. And, you know, please call us back how you're doing.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Yvonne. Have a good night.
Right.
Be sure and let people know about our show. And thanks for calling in. And to all you folks, again, you can download the archives or listen back to them. So go back to this show and download the archives, and you can hear them. We've got several more callers. We're going to rotate for these next several callers. I'll take 815, and then we'll get 814 and 614 and 847. Hopefully, we'll get all you folks in. We've got about 22 minutes left. So, again, good to have you with us tonight. And area code 815, are you there? You're coming in here on the broom.
I'm here.
Okay, you can already hear me before the show says that. So, who are we speaking with?
This is Michelle.
Michelle. Of course, I've heard that beautiful name and love it. And since Paul McCartney put it out, I've always thought it's one of the most beautiful names. Let me give you a general reading over the next couple months. Is that okay with you, Michelle?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. I call this 3 months in about 3 or 4 minutes. I use the 16 stones, Sun through Pluto. That's 10 planet stones and 6 stones called personal stones, life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. I'm charging up in my hand, Michelle, putting your energy into them. And all you have to do, my dear, is say drop. And whenever you say drop, I'll drop the stones, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months. Okay?
Okay.
It's up to you whenever you say drop.
Drop.
There you go. You're ready to go. And yeah, you are ready to go. You felt a lot of luck recently in the healing you've been doing and the letting go. And so that's starting to help you a whole lot these next couple weeks with feelings of commitments coming in stronger, feelings of being at the right place at the right time, of being able to make good communication, very effective. And in a way, being able to deal with some of these changes in your life in a way that can be very centering for you and very helpful as far as making decisions. So in this first couple of days and weeks, see yourself at the right time at the right place. You've done a lot of processing. Now you're ready to sort of get the advantages of having processed things, thought about things, and certainly getting the advantage of seeing yourself moving into a lucky cycle because you've made this decision, and over the next week and a half to two, you're going to start seeing how, wow, it's actually fallen in play. You feel more flexibility. You feel more of a sense of control over things. Commitments, all that sort of thing. And by the second into the third week, it feels like energy is directed back your way. Support, male energy, confidence, your own sense of direction coming in quite strongly in the second into the third week here. And that helps you have the emotional balance you've been working on. It starts coming in by the third and fourth week here, and you've really set yourself on a system of balance and harmony that's not only fresh and balanced, but it's experimental. It's sort of breaking out of past fears, because that's what you've been processing, and that's what you're ready to put aside. So by the fifth and sixth week, not only do you have this positive effect on your sense of balance and harmony and emotions coming into play because of the decisions you make here in the first couple weeks, but you open up this real cycle of opportunity for yourself by about the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, and it shows a lot of expansion. So you can deal with things around your place that you have to deal with, make good decisions about that, whether it's organizing or planning or structuring, or even if you're, I don't know, whatever changes you're making about place, whatever plans you're making. And it feels like by the eighth and ninth week here, my little sunstone is standing up on its edge, and it's hard for this stone to stand up that way. So it's showing an incredible amount of power coming through, probably more than you even realize. By the eighth week, it really has to do with long-term planning and spiritual connectedness and so forth. So you're improving quite a lot in that area. And from the 9th to the 12th week here, with things with love, which brings me back to where you've been starting this cycle, with a feeling of wanting a whole new fresh sense of commitments about yourself, not dealing with the past in a negative way but in a positive way, that is not only coming through to you, but it reconnects you with love and family and things like that in a way that's quite a reward for you. So don't punish yourself any further. Get on with this new sense of foundation for yourself. Does that make sense, my dear?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Listen back to it on the archives. You had no idea what I was going to say, and I cover things kind of quickly, and they tend to get muddled together. But when you listen back, you'll notice in terms of weeks sort of what it's saying, and it'll make a lot more sense to you. I hope it does,
well,
my dear.
Well, I do have a lot of changes going on that I'm hoping to make in my house, so.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling about your place. You're making those sort of changes, and that's what I was feeling about. It's going to be an opportunity for it. I don't know if you're fixing to sell it?
It's just kind of been in a perpetual state of under construction for too long.
Okay,
and
that's what I feel like you're having these results on it with your home expansion and so forth. So don't be frustrated about the delay. It's actually giving you all more ideas instead of less. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's actually opened up your decision-making on it. So maybe the delays did you good.
Well, I got some help now, which I didn't have before, so that's great.
Yeah, I was feeling that support coming here in the second week, and it's going to increase for you. It's going to help you make decisions to kind of pin you down or about you in that sort of way.
I have a friend coming out next week to help do the floors.
Well, I feel like things are good for you and a good, fresh time for your life, so don't be afraid to come out of this, not only a winner, but learning how you create your luck out of a lot of frustration that you've been going through prior to this point. Okay?
There has been a lot of frustration.
Yep, I can feel it, but you're going to learn how to master it and come out ahead here because of it or in spite of it.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle?
Thank you.
God bless you, girl. Call back.
You too.
And be sure and listen to the archives. And again, all you folks can learn a little bit about all of us, DC Love, myself, Dawn Mystic Haven on Psychics Gone Wild. And if we don't catch you tonight, which we've had a lot of callers in the last few minutes, Thursday, check out Psychics Gone Wild and or A Second in Eternity by Gary Wimmer. And I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. So if you don't get through tonight, try me on Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to alternate calls. We've got about 15 more minutes and several callers, so we're going to try and get to everybody. And this is area 814. We're going to connect you with the beautiful Miss Dawn Mystic Haven. 814, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Who are we speaking with?
It's Angie.
What's her name again?
Angie.
Angie. Boy, Rolling Stones wrote a great song about you, my dear.
Yeah.
And And we're going to get Dawn to give some of her magic to you, Angie.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dawn, meet Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. What can I do for you? Oh, you there?
Angie, are you there? Can you hear us? Well, I've got her clipped here. You can't hear us, Angie? We cannot hear you.
You know what? Maybe Dawn could give her a general reading. She's still in the chat. So, Dawn,
okay,
could you just give her what you have?
Well, it just said that her call has dropped. So, Angie, call us back. We're going to move on and call us back here, okay, Angie? Sorry about that. Sometimes we just get disconnected. God only knows why. By the way, 847 and 917, be sure and press 1 if you'd like a reading. We are now moving to area code 614 and hope Angie calls us back. 614, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Who are we speaking with?
Oh, it's me again, Lori.
Lori. Okay, Lori.
Yes, I love this show.
Well, we'd love to have you with us, my dear. If it weren't for you callers, it'd be pretty boring, wouldn't it?
I know.
Dawn, why don't you connect with Lori?
Yes. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good. So what can I do for you?
Let's see. I'm going to be leaving next Monday to California to house hunt. So I'm hoping you can give me some answers while I'm there.
Okay.
What to expect.
What was the reason you were going there?
I'm going to be moving.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But okay. I'm just going there to house hunt next week.
Oh, I see. Let me see on this one. Are you looking to purchase?
No, rent.
That's what I thought, okay. Let me see. Is this more a northern area?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Beautiful area. You ever been to Crescent City? It's gorgeous. let me see. You're going to find something here. You're looking for a house in specific?
Within budget.
But you're looking for a house?
I'm looking for a house, not an apartment.
Right, yeah, because they're showing a little house here. Cute little
house. A little house?
Yeah, it's
a little house.
Well, you know, it's not like a huge house, you know, but it has a nice little white front porch.
A white front porch.
Yes, yeah, like a little front porch, and it's got the white rails.
And it has a pool?
I don't know. It's showing me the front. It looks like it's, it doesn't look like a two-level. It looks more like almost like a rancher type of house.
Right. That's fine. I live in a ranch now.
Yeah. It's like I think it's got a full basement.
A basement in California?
That's what they're saying. There's a downstairs area, but the top part is like one level.
Yeah.
Added plus. Rental. I'm trying to see. Yeah, Spirit is saying, yeah, it'll be within your budget here. You'll like it. It's got a backyard. Doesn't look like a huge backyard, but it does look. I don't see a pool, I'm sorry. But I do see a little bit of a backyard.
Right. Most of the homes, they don't have yards like where I'm from.
Yeah, but it's got a little bit. But there's trees. I'm seeing a lot of pretty trees.
Trees, right. I want some grass, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it looks like it's got like, it's almost like, you know, you walk, like a little walkway, and then on either side there is some there, but then it's got that little cute little porch on it. Yeah, it'd be perfect. It'd be perfect for you. Trying to see the,
A porch for my plants?
Yeah.
Because I like to grow plants.
Yeah. looks like a pretty nice area. So are you going through a realtor?
When I get out there, we may contact the realtor to help us out.
Okay,
but right now I'm...
There's a woman that's going to be showing it to you.
Okay. Right now I'm just house hunting online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a woman that's going to be dark hair. She's got dark hair. I'm thinking realtor because of what she's wearing, business suit type of thing.
Right.
Okay, so definitely try to find some realtors and just tell them specifically this is what I'm looking for. This is the type of house because it was described to me, and this is a psychic who is never wrong. Ask anybody. I have yet to be proven wrong. So, seriously. just give her the description. It's a rancher-style home. It's not a huge house, okay? But it's a cozy. It's a very cozy house. Okay, but it has a nice little front porch on the front there with a walkway going down the center with a little bit of grass on either side. A lot of trees, especially around the front.
Is it, like, right in town or outside of town?
I'm thinking it's in town because there are other houses. You know what I mean? But you're not, like, super, super close. You're not, like, right on top of each other. But it's a neighborhood. But it's a nice neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood. Quiet.
Yeah, that's important. Also, it's a nice neighborhood. Up each other's back, and close to shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so keep that in mind when you contact them. This is what I was told, so this is what we have to find. And I do feel that you will.
Okay.
Okay, and any more questions, you tell her to call.
Yeah, she'll say, well, you got the money, I can help you out.
It may be, because they're saying the word sycamore. So
sycamore?
It may actually be on the street named Sycamore. Yeah.
Wow.
They're saying
like a
sycamore.
Tree.
Yeah.
Like a sycamore tree, huh?
Yeah, there's a couple of trees, because it's a shady, it's a lot of trees.
Okay.
But it's beautiful.
Is it around the Sacramento area?
They're just showing me north.
Okay.
Showing me north. So I'm going to guess in that area. That's north, right? North of L.A. I used to live in L.A. Yeah, that's north.
Oh, yeah, that's Sacramento is basically northeast of San Francisco.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice area.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll help you. Okay.
Okay.
Sycamore is what they were saying. Sycamore, and they're not showing me the house number. Trying to find it, but wait a minute. 1503.
Huh?
But these numbers are what being shown. 1503.
1503.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. See, I'm just telling you what I'm being shown.
I hope they take cats.
So
they
look
probably
into it.
Will.
Yeah,
they have to take my two cats, or I will be very sad.
Oh. All right. So hopefully that'll help you.
Sycamore. And my plane ride will be okay for me?
Oh yeah. Yeah, don't
I haven't been. I haven't been on a plane for years, so and everything's changed.
Oh no, it'll be fine. Just get there early enough. Let them do that whole whatever it is they do.
Skiing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. No worries.
Okay.
We hope that helps you, Lori. We're going to get one more caller in. And God bless you folks for calling. We sure appreciate it. Lori and all you folks can listen back on the archives, download the show, or just listen. You can always check on Psychics Gone Wild about all three of us, myself, Gary Wimmer, DC Love, or Dawn Mystic Haven. Find out what we do. Checks out. We can sure do more in a 30-minute reading than a 5-minute reading. 847, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name, my dear?
My name is Dina.
Tina?
Dina.
Dina, okay. That's an interesting name. My good friend of mine has a daughter named that. It's not a very common name. So good to have you with us, Dina. We've only got a few minutes. I'm going to let Miss DC Love give you some love. Is that okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
DC?
How are you doing, Dina?
I'm fine.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's going on, hon?
Not a lot. Just living every day as I can.
Okay, well, you know what? The angels are telling me to tell you to listen to your heart and, you know, trust in the ability to create and maintain true loving relationships. And this is the time for it to happen for you is what I'm hearing. That's the first thing, hon.
Okay.
And I see recognition and reward for a job well done. And the angels are honoring you, like, right now at this time, and they want you to pat yourself on the back. Now, that's the second thing that they showed me. And I see a cheetah coming in, and it's telling me, get clear on your intentions, hon. Stay focused and move quickly to achieve your goals. So the cheetah wants you to stay focused.
Okay.
And I'm seeing maybe you may be able to improve your diet a little bit. I see, you know, something with the diet going on here.
Okay.
So, I mean, they want you to switch to, like, a healthier diet. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
A little bit in that area? Okay, so that's what they're showing me also. Let's see. Okay, and I'm hearing the angels are saying, please choose to approve of yourself, hon. Because others, they're going to do the same. And, you know, don't give away your personal power just to try to make others happy. You know, and, you know, you don't need, like, you know, others' approval is what I'm hearing. Because, you know, then that makes you devalue, like, yourself. And you're the one you need right now, hon. Reconnect with yourself is what Spirit is saying. Please believe in yourself. And even if someone around you disapproves of what you're doing or whatever, That's not a representation of who you are, hon. It's only their perception of you. And you don't need anybody's approval, hon, to make you happy is what Spirit's saying.
And but will I be happy?
They're saying, like, happiness is a state of being, and you can get that, like, in any time. You just have to tune into the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start, like, today to choose to be happy. And choose to, you know, like, value who you are, value your opinions, even if other people, like, they don't, because this is going to pass. And the lesson you're learning is to learn yourself, to learn to love yourself again, because you have such beautiful value, you have purpose, and you're so beautiful, regardless of what others are thinking. And your love and acceptance of yourself is what I'm hearing is needed right now at this time. So you have to start to love yourself, hon.
Have you been talking to my mother?
She probably has. Yes.
And it does. Oh, Mom on the other side.
No, Mom's not on the other side.
Well, I haven't been talking to her, I guess.
She's upstairs.
Okay. Honest to goodness, I haven't talked to Mom. Only I may have talked to her, I thought, if she were on the other side, but being that she's not on the other side, I really don't believe that I spoke. You know what, hon? The angels are giving me, like, a beautiful of amethyst right now, and they're saying that you have, like, psychic abilities. I don't know if you're aware of it.
No.
Yeah, they're telling me, like you do, you know? And they want you to, like, start being more aware and, you know, like, practice, because you do have beautiful psychic abilities. And amethyst is a stone that brings, like, protection.
Correct.
And, you know, it brings in, like, the divine communication and helps with the third eye, the crown chakra, the purification. And they're just saying that, you know, like, they want you to start, like, being aware of your psychic abilities.
Well, if it'll let me connect with my baby, I will.
Your baby is on the other
side? Yes, my baby is on the other side.
30 seconds left, and I was feeling the same thing DC was feeling about your own growth and spirituality. You're on a big boost right now, Dina. Go for it. You're about to really expand in your life in ways you can't imagine. We do have to end the show tonight.
No
Dina,
problem.
Call back in. And to all you
folks.
Please
back in, Dina, honey.
Excuse me?
Call back in, and, you know, we can give you, like, another reading with a little bit more time with all of us, you know?
Okay, no problem. I appreciate it. And just so you know, I do know Michelle personally. She's the one that told me to call. And you were right on target. She just needs to understand it.
Okay.
With the reading that the gentleman just did on Michelle in 815. But thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Dina. God bless, honey.
Thank you, and I will call again. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Let folks
bye-bye.
Know about the show. We had some callers coming in at the very end. Both Ibana Dohi and area code 939 and some others. Call us back next week. Or you can check out my show Thursday night, A Second in Eternity, 8 o'clock Central. Just wanted to thank DC and Dawn, Mystic Haven. Great to be with you ladies again. God bless both of y'all.
It's always a pleasure to be with the two of you.
Yeah, you too.
You guys are awesome.
Amen. The Magic Trio will see you next week at 8 o'clock Central. That's 9 Eastern, 7 Mountain, and 6 Pacific, assuming I'm on the right planet. God bless you, folks. Come back next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a great week.
Thanks, folks. Have a good night.